Good morning, everyone. Maybe not all of us have been to the Holy Land. Maybe not all of us have been to Galilee or to Jerusalem or have had the chance to pray at Calvary, the rock where our salvation is born. Maybe not all of us have had the chance to walk in the footsteps of the Passion of our Lord and the Stations of the Cross in the holy city of David. But my brothers and sisters, every single one of us is called to walk this week. The Holy Land comes to us every year. The Holy City comes to us every year. And the holy events that give us eternal life are communicated to us in all the sacraments of the Church in a particular way this week. So much so that the Church says that one week out of the whole year, one of the 52 will be called Holy Week. Holy Week. We all know how to prepare for important things in our lives. But my brothers and sisters, this is the most important. As we prepare for weddings, for championship sport events, as we prepare to have birthdays and celebrations and even funerals, there is only one time where the Church attaches the word holy to a series of days, Holy Week. The Lord invites us through His Church to walk with Him in His Passion. Why? Why does the Church give us this week? It's for us to discover again who we are. It's for us to go back to the fountain of salvation and understand what it means to be a Christian. And understand what it means to follow Jesus Christ. We can all become tired. We can all become depressed and distracted. We can all be overburdened by the world and the responsibilities that we have. We can all become immersed in the difficulties of ordinary life, whether it's a broken marriage or failed relationships at work or regrets. Our memories can become heavy, and so that the light of the Lord seems to have difficulty illuminating our hearts. So the Church gives us a time. The Church gives us a special time and says, receive the light of Christ. Receive the salvation that comes to us through the fountains that renew us in baptism. Receive who you are from God. My brothers and sisters, at the center of the Gospel of Mark lie a set of questions. The Gospel that begins with the good news that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And as we walk the mountain of that Gospel, there is a confession. It is the confession upon which Christ decided to build His Church. The confession of Peter, so that Peter would say, you are the Messiah, the one whom God has sent. And the culmination of the Gospel, but the foot of the cross, there is one person who sees how Jesus died, who understood who He was, so that He is the one entrusted with the total pure confession. He is the one who is the sign of all of us. He is the one who helps us interpret why we have this week. And it is the centurion of all people. He wasn't there when the Lord exorcised the demons from the young. He wasn't there to see the multiplication of the loaves. He wasn't there when He calmed the storm and walked on the water. But my brothers and sisters, He was at the foot of the cross. The centurion was at the foot of the cross. He beheld the Son of Man. He saw the moments of our salvation, that moment where St. Paul would understand that if we have died with Christ, then we will live with Him. And so understanding how Jesus Christ died, He is able to profess, truly this man is the Son of God. And this is the defining moment of our lives. This is why we come to Mass. This is why we have sacraments. This is why we go to confession. This is why we sing. This is why we have palm branches and we sprinkle ourselves with holy water. All these signs and symbols are here for us and the sacraments and the grace they give us so that we can know Jesus Christ. So that we can have one Lord and one Savior. So that all the false idols and all the false images can collapse and be eliminated by His death. so that all that is not of God, the mockery, the betrayal, the selfishness, the political maneuvering, the self-interest, all the weaknesses of the human heart that are totally exposed in the Passion. As the Lord walks in nobility and in humility, and all of our sins and weaknesses are exposed, He tells us the one thing that we are to hold on to, the one thing that gives meaning to our lives, and the one thing that makes us truly human. And they're the sacred words, Abba, Father. My brothers and sisters, we are children of God. We are the sons and daughters of God through the Passion of Jesus Christ. And that means we walk in a new way. That means we walk by faith and not by sight. It means we're called to discover what it means to be human. And Jesus Christ shows us the way because He is the truth that is eternal life. My brothers and sisters, there are two particular virtues that our Lord displays to us throughout the Passion. And they are virtues that we are called to beg that they are in flesh in our lives. Of the many virtues that our Lord lived in fullness, the greatest of which is love, let us look upon His courage. Let us look upon the courage of being mocked and falsely accused. Let us look upon His courage of being left by those whom He loved and deserted, and the consistency of never compromising who He is, the consistency of always abiding in the Father's gaze, not the gaze of others, not the gaze of human respect, not the gaze of the prestige of the world, not the gaze of compromise and self-interest and comfort, the gaze of the Father. The Lord Jesus loses everything in the Passion, but He maintains what remains. And what remains is the Father and His love. This is our inheritance, my brothers and sisters. This is why we come here this day. This is why we have a week that is called holy, so that we can discover again to walk with courage and consistency in everything we do, in the interior realities of our lives, and all the exterior realities into which we enter, in which we build, and in with which we interact, that we have the courage and the consistency to stand with the centurion, that this week will transform our hearts so that every day and every moment be filled with that confession, truly, this man is the Son of God.